Chaitanya Bhagavat, November 28th, 2010, continuing Antyakanda, Chapter 2, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Puri Gamana Leela, Lord Chaitanya going to Puri. We left off last class that Nittai broke his danda, and then Gaur had some interaction about that, and then he left everyone, and he went alone. He left his associates, Mukunda, Nittai, and Jagananda, I believe, and walked like an intoxicated lion, Matasingha Praya. This text 237, chapter 2. Muhurte ke gila prabhu jaleshwara grame Bharabara gila jaleshwara devastane. Within one muhurta, muhurteke, Mahaprabhu came to Jaleshwara and went straight to the temple of Lord Shiva. Jaleshwara pujite achena vipragan ganda pushpa dupadipa malabhushane. Shiva pujaris were worshipping Jaleshwara Shiva with chandan, flowers, incense, ghee lamps, garlands, and ornaments. Bahuvida vadya uti jache kolahala chaturdige nritya gita parama mangala. There was a tumultuous vibration of various musical instruments. The four directions were filled with the most auspicious dancing and singing in the temple of Lord Shiva. Deki Prabhu Krode Pasarilena Santosh Sevadye Prabhu Mishaila Premaras. Mahaprabhu became pleased and gave up his anger as he listened to the vibration of the musical instruments. He merged in the mellows of ecstatic love. Mishaila Premaras. Nija Priya Sankarera Vibhavatekya Nityakare Gorachanda Paranandahana. Seeing how wonderfully opulent his devotee Lord Shiva Shankara was being, his Nijapriya Shankara, the Vibhav, Gorachandra began to dance in ecstasy, Parananda. Shivera Gaurava Bhuja Yena Gorachandra Etike Shankara Priya Sarva Bhakta Brinda. In this way, Gaurachandra revealed the glories of Shiva. That is why Shankara is dear to all the devotees. So Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is honoring Lord Shiva. He's visiting the temple. He's appreciating the standard of worship that's going on there. He became very pleased and actually very blissful to experience the wonderful expression of devotion, or let's say, feelings for Lord Shiva by all his bhaktas. Because love me, love my dog, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is none other than Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and Shiva is his expansion and his great devotee. So the Lord becomes very pleased to see that his devotee is being honored and worshipped with all wonderful paraphernalia. Na mane chaitanya pat bolaya vaishnav shivereyam amanyakare vyarta tarasav. The endeavors of one who does not follow the path of Lord Chaitanya and disrespects Shiva yet claims to be a Vaishnava are all useless. Vyart means vi art, without art. There's no result or benefit of anyone's activities if you don't show respect. If you're amanya, man means respect or regard, adar. So, of course, most Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they understand that Lord Shiva is Gopishwar Mahadev and Digpal and so many, Nandishwar Mahadev and Bhuteshwar Mahadev and Chakaleshwar Mahadev and Kameshwar Mahadev. So many forms of Mahadev have interacted with Krishna, Vrindavan, Leela, They're very much part of the transcendental landscape of Vrindavan. So the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they have great regard and respect for Lord Shiva, beginning with the six Goswamis especially. But sometimes people say, well, why do we bother to visit Shiva temples? We're worshippers of Radha and Krishna. And why is Lord Chaitanya? Lord Chaitanya is actually a sannyasi now, and he's Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Radha Bhav, Radha Kanti and Radha Bhav. So he should be interested in visiting Krishna temples like Jagannath, Brajendranandan Krishna, searching for Krishna, where is my Krishna? So why would he visit there, the temple Lord Shiva? Mahaprabhu visited Shiva temple because Shiva is the incarnation of a devotee. And when he went there, he prayed to Lord Shiva for Krishna bhakti. So that's the answer. Someone asked the question, well, why do you visit Gopeshwar temple in Vrindavan, as Sanatana Goswami would do regularly? And Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur, in his Sankalpa Kalpa Juma, in his Prarthana Vigyapti, he has one prayer to Brinda Devi and to Yogamaya Purnamasi. He also has a pranam prayer to Soma Moli, to Lord Shiva, glorifying him as a great devotee. And to great devotees, of course, that are very dear to the Lord, like Lord Shiva, they're very powerful and very kind, affectionate to others. Vaishnava Kripambudi, they're like oceans of compassion. So one who's a sadhaka, he would pray, he will go to Lord Shiva and pray. Lord Chaitanya is also teaching, his Leela is teaching us as sadhakas that we can go to these famous Shiva temples, especially in Vrindavan, or Mayapur, Navadvip, or Puri. They were established by the great devotees to honor the great devotee, Lord Shiva. Anandishwar Shiva, Nandagram, and Gopishwar Shiva in Vrindavan, who controls the entrance to the yoga, to the Yogapit and the Rasastali, the Rachi Leela Yogapit, and Govindastali, and Vamshivat, the whole entrance there is, no one can enter there to the Rasa dance if he's not in Gopi Bhav, in Prakriti Bhav, Kinkari Bhav. If he has Purushabhiman, the controlling mood, or the enjoyer, the God mood, Ishvara mood, then he cannot get any access there. So we pray, we fought with Lord Chaitanya's teaching is, yes, why did Lord Chaitanya to teach us? Yes, we can go to a temple, Lord Shiva. And what do we do when we go there? We can offer some flowers or some sweets or some fruits or chandan and these other articles. Then we pray to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, please bless me with Krishna bhakti, pure devotional service. Text 244. Kariteya chena nritya jagat jivan parvatvidarehena hongkara garjan. The life and soul of the universe continuously danced and roared so loudly it appeared as though mountains could be broken asunder. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu was in his Mata Singha mood, a maddened lion dancing in ecstasy to see and hear the exaltation of his great devotee Lord Shiva. Deki Shiva Dasa Sava Haila Vismita Sabe Balena Shiva Haila Vidita. When the servants of Shiva saw the astonishing dance of Mahaprabhu, they were struck with wonder and said, "My, Lord Shiva has certainly appeared here." Anande Adik Sabe Kare Gita Vadya Prabhu O Nachena Tilart Deka Nahibhaya. The servants of Shiva, they sang and they played musical instruments with increased enthusiasm upon seeing the exuberance of the Lord. And Mahaprabhu danced without the least bit external consciousness. Prabhu Nachena, Prabhu Nach, Mahaprabhu Nach. Tilar Deka Nahibhaya. Tila, not even for mustard, or let's say a sesame seeds worth of time that he focused his attention on the external world. He was on the internal world, thinking of the Lord and thinking of Lord Shiva and dancing in ecstasy, his own internal ecstasies. Katakshane bhaktagan asiya milila asije mukundadi gaite lagila. In a short time, the devotees who were accompanying Lord Chaitanya to Puri finally caught up with the Lord in Jaleshwara. And Mukunda immediately began to sing when he saw the Lord's ecstasy. As he would regularly do, he would sing to enhance and nourish the internal bhavas of Lord Chaitanya. Priya gana deki prabhu adhika anand nachite lagila bedi gaya bhakta vrinde. When Mahaprabhu saw his priyagan, his priya bhakta Mukunda, he began to dance with even more happiness, adhik anand, extra bliss. And the devotees gathered around him in a circle and started singing. Sevikara kaite va shaktiachekar nayane vahaye suraduni shatadhar. Who can possibly describe the transformations in love of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prem Vikar? Tears flowed from Gaura's eyes like 100 streams of the Ganga. Eve se shi verapura haila safala jahe nitya kare vaikuntera adishwar. The Lord of Vaikuntha was personally dancing there, and the abode of Shiva became fulfilled. Katakshane Prabhu Parananda Prakashya Stirahai Lena Tabe Priya Goshtilana. After manifesting his transcendental ecstasy, Parananda Prakash, for Katakshana, for some time, Mahaprabhu became pacified and took his associates to his side, Priya Goshti Lana. Sabha Pratikari Lena Prema Alingan Sabha Haile Nirbhara Paramanandaman. Gauranga lovingly embraced each one of his associates, and their hearts filled with confidence and joy. Nityananda Deki Prabhu Lahi Lena Kole Balite lagila tanre kichukutu hale. On seeing Nityananda, the Lord embraced him and spoke to him in a jovial mood. Kota tumi amare kariba sambharan jemate amarahai sanyasa rakshan. Nitai, you are supposed to guide me so that I can maintain my sannyas. Aro ama pagal karite tumi chau. Arajhari karatabe mora matta kao. Nitai, instead of guiding me, you want to make me a madman like you, pagal. If you continue in this way, you will ruin me. Mora matta kao. Jainakara tumiyama tenami hai satya satya eyami sabastane kai. I do whatever you wish, Nitai. This is a fact that I declare to everyone. Purport. In whatever form Sri Nityananda wishes to adorn Sri Gaurasundara, the Lord accepts that form. There is no difference between the hearts of Sri Gaurasundara and Sri Nityananda. Both Gaur and Nitai accepted the form of devotees and engaged in relishing and preaching love of Krishna. Sabare shikaya gora chandra bhagavan jananda pratisabe hao savadan. Gaur chandra bhagavan taught everyone, you should all be respectful to Nityananda. This is all the speaking of Gauranga. Mora deha haite Nityananda deha bhad bhara. Satya satya sabare kahino e dhada. The body of Nityananda is more important to me than my own body. I assure you that this is the actual truth. Nityananda stanejara hayaparad muradosha nahitara prema bhaktivad. I am not responsible for the obstacles one finds in the attainment of ecstatic love if he commits an offense at the feet of my Nityananda. Nityananda jahara tileka dveshaharahe bhaktahaile oseyamara priya nahi. If one maintains the slightest envy for Nityananda, he is not dear to me, even if he is my devotee. Atma stuti shuni Nityananda mahashai lajaya rahila prabhu matanao tulai. When Nityananda heard his glories, Atma stuti shuni, he felt embarrassed, lajai, shy, and he hung down his head. Matanataloi tulaya. Paramananda hoila sarva bhaktagan hena lila kari prabhu shri shachinandan. However, all the devotees became joyful. Such are the pastimes of Sri Shachinandan. E matte jaleshware sevratri rahiya ushakale chalila sakala bhaktalana. Passing a night in Jaleshwara, Gauranga departed early in the morning with his devotees. Vamshadaha pateka shaktanyasi vesh asya prabhure pate karila adhesh. On the way to the village of Vamshadaha, Gauranga met one shaktashanyasi who attempted to instruct the Lord. Karila adhesh. Shaktahina prabhu jani lena nijaman sabashite lagi lena madura vachan. Gauranga knew that he was a shakta, worshipper of Durga, yet the Lord spoke to him in madura vachan. Sambash. Madura sambachane sambashite. In very sweet words. Prabhubali, kaha kaha, kota toma, tumi sava, chira dine achi save, dekilo bandava. Tell me, where have you been? After a long time I have found you, my friend. Prabhu ramayaya shakta mohita haila, apanara tatva jata kahite lagila. Bewildered by Gauranga's maya shakti, the shakta began to tell Mahaprabhu about himself. Jata jata shakta vaise, jata jata deshe, sabakahe eke eke shuni prabhu hase. The shakta told Mahaprabhu about all the shaktas he knew in different provinces. Hearing him, Gaura smiled. Shakta bali, chala jat mateti amar, sabe ananda aji karibe apara. Let us now go to my monastery. We can all drink lots of bliss together. Papi shakta madi madirare. Bolaye anand. Bujayi hasena gora chandra nityanand. Realizing that papi shakta, sinful shakta, was referring to wine, madira, Gaurachandra Nityananda began to smile. The phrase papi shakta madira means Durga worshippers become intoxicated with material happiness by drinking wine, and then they generally engage in sin. The pancha makara the shaktas engage in, they often follow the path of what's called pancha makara pat. Makara, akara means syllable. Ma akara, right? Mahabhaga Dadas Akara. Panchamakara. So they follow this path of five Mas. Ma Mamsa, meat. Ma Madhya, wine. Ma Matsya, fish. Ma Mahila, women. Ma Maitun, sex. So they follow the path of the five Mas. This is their path. Meat, wine, fish, women, and sex. Eat meat, get strong. Drink wine, get stoned. Eat fish and meat and get strong. Drink wine, get stoned. Then have sex with women. This is their basic program. Prabhu bale asiyami ananda karite age giya tumi saja karaha torite. Mahabhu said, "Yes, my dear Shakta, I will come to enjoy your bliss, but first you go and make arrangements." Shunya chalila Shakta haye harashita e mati ishvarera agadat chrita. Hearing Gauranga's reply, the Shakta departed in a happy mood, harashita. Such are the unfathomable characteristics of the Supreme Lord. Patita pavana Krishna sarvavedikai ateva shakta sane prabhu kata kai. The Vedas declare that Krishna is patita pavan, the deliverer of the fallen souls. And because that patita pavan is Gauranga, Kali Yuga patita pavan avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Because Gauranga is patita pavan, the Lord spoke with that shakta to deliver him. Lokabali e shakter haila udhar e shakta parashe anya shaktera nistar. People would then say, this shakta has been delivered by the mercy of Gauranga, and other shaktas will now be delivered by contact with Gauranga. E mata sri gora sundara bhagavanna nanamate karelena sarva jiva tranna. Thus, in this way, Gaurasundar Bhagavan Sri Gaurasundar, used various means to deliver all living entities. Hinamate shaktera sahita rasakari vaila remona grame Gauranga Sri Hari. After joking with that shakta, Gaurahari went to Remuna. Remuna is the place of Kir Chor Gopina. Remunaya deki nija murti gopinath vistara karila nritya bhakta vargasat. When Gauranga saw his own form of Gopinath, nija murti gopinath, he danced in ecstasy with the devotees. Mahaprabhu personally danced before Kir Chor Gopinath to teach the etiquette of worship to the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya is often acting as God, a Bhagavan, or as Radharani, but he's also often acting as the bhakta, the ideal devotee, teaching all of us how to become ideal devotees or how to act as ideal devotees. So when one comes before the Lord, his Ishtadev, Madan Mahan, Govindadev, or Gopinath, he should clap his hands, he should recite some stotras, sing something, offer obeisances, offer some donation if possible, and recite verses. And here he said he danced for the pleasure of the deity. So oftentimes devotees, they go on Prikma Govardhan, they stop in Haridev Mandir, and they dance and sing and recite shlokas for the pleasure of Bhagavan Sri Haridev. This is the etiquette of worship. In other words, what is the method or the proper way to worship the deity form of the Lord? Gopinath is the archa-vigraha of Gaurasundara. Nijamurti Gopinath means my own form, his own form of Gopinath. Sri Chaitanya Dev is directly Gopinath, Nandanandan, Gaudiyanath, and Gopinath are the same. Very nice. He's Gopinath, the Lord of the Gopis, and he's Gaudiyanath. Santa Saraswati describes Lord Gauranga as Gaudiyanath. He's the Lord of all the Gaudiyas. Very nice phrase. Apanara premi prabhu pasari apana rodana karina ti karela karuna Gauranga forgot himself in his own ecstatic love and began to cry pathetically, Rodan Karena Ati Karya Karuna. He's experiencing an intense mood of Karuna, compassion. And he's crying as Radharani in separation from Gopinath. Se Karuna Shunite Pashana Kashta Drave Evina Dravila Dharma Dvaji Gana Sabe. Even stone and wood would melt on hearing such pathetic crying of Gauranga. Only the hearts of hypocrites did not melt. Dharma, evi nadravila, nadravila, dharma dvajigan sabe. All the groups of false religionists who fly the flag of religion, dharma dvaj, they make an external show of religion, but they're basically just materialistic sense enjoyers. And when they saw the Lord's, would see by chance or hear about the ecstatic vikars and outbursts of the Lord upon seeing Kirishora Gopinath, their hearts would not melt because they are actually gross materialists with no finer sentiments or spiritual qualities. Katadine Mahaprabhu Sri Gora Sundar Ailena Jajapuri Brahmana Nagar. After a few days, Gora Sundar Mahaprabhu came to the locality of Jajapur, Brahmana Nagar. And Janhi Janiyadi Vrahera Adbhuta Prakash Janadara Shanehaya Sarva Bandanash. At that place, there's a wonderful deity, Adivaraha. By taking darshan of this wonderful Adivaraha deity, all one's material bondage is destroyed. Mahatirtha Vahe Jata Nadi Vaitarani Janadarshani Papa Palaya Apani. The most sacred Vaitarani river flows past this place. One's sinful reactions flee upon seeing this river. Jantu matra je nadir haileya par devagane deki chatur bujera akar. If an animal crosses that river, the demigods see it as having four arms. Nabigai viraja devira jatastan Jatta Hoite Kshetradasha Yojana Praman. The deity of Viraja Devi is situated in Nabigaya, 80 miles from Puri. Jajapuri Jateka Achaye Devastan Lakshavatsareyonari Haite Savanam. I, Krishnas Kaviraj, cannot name all the numerous temples in Jajapur, even in 100,000 years. Devalaya nahi hena nahi tatistan kevala devera vasa Jajapura gram. Yajapur gown has all varieties of temples with all varieties of deities. Devalaya. Not even the planets of the devas have so many deities. Pratame dashashwameda gate nyasi mani Sanakarilena Bhakta Samhati Apani. That crest jewel, Nyasi Mani, of all the sannyasis, Gauranga Mahaprabhu took bath with the devotees at Dashashwamedha Ghat. Tave Prabhu Giladi Varaha Sambhashe Visara Karila Nitya Gita Prema Rase. Lord joyfully visited Adivaraha temple in ecstatic love. He danced and chanted. Bhadashuka Haila Prabhu Deki Jajapur Puna Puna Bhade Ananda Veshe Prachur. Mahaprabhu was greatly pleased to see Jajapur. His ecstasy repeatedly increased there. And when Lord Chaitanya saw the deity of Varahadev, he offered obeisances. He chanted and he danced before Sri Varahadev. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Chalite chalite aila jajapora gram varaha takura deki karila pranam nityagita aila premia bahuta stavan jajapori se rachi karila japan cc M534. Walking and walking, Mahaprabhu and his party ride at Jajapur on the banks of the river Vaitarani. Mahaprabhu saw the temple of Varahadev and offered obeisances to the deity, and chanted and danced and offered prayers, and passed the whole night in the temple. Ke jane ki icha tanadari leka man savachari eka padai dailena apan. Who knows what was Gauranga's desire? Suddenly Gauranga left everyone behind and went away. Prabhu nete kia sabe haila vikal devalaya chahi chahi vulena sakal. When devotees saw Mahaprabhu had disappeared, they were confused and searched for the Lord in the various temples. Napaya kotao prabhura anveshan paramachintita hai lena bhaktagan. They couldn't find Gaur anywhere. They became filled with anxiety. Paramachinta bhaktagan. All the devotees, Parama, supremely, supreme form of agitation, disturbance. Paramachintita. Nityananda bali sabe stira karachita. Janilana prabhu gya chena nenimita. Nityananda said, everyone calm down. I know why Mahaprabhu was left. Nibrite Thakura Sabha Jajapura Gram Deki Bena Devalaya Jatapunyastan. Gauranga wants to visit all the holy places and temples of Jajapur by himself. So we'll find out in the next reading why Lord Chaitanya has gone off by himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.